Welcome to episode 45 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we'll dive deep into the world of inter-account data sharing in Snowflake. Our aim with today's episode is to arm you with the knowledge you need to excel in your certification exam and in your data engineering career. Inter-account data sharing in Snowflake is a powerful feature that enables organizations to share data across different Snowflake accounts in a secure, efficient, and scalable manner. This capability is particularly useful for businesses with numerous departments, subsidiaries, or partners, as it simplifies data collaboration and accessibility without the need to duplicate data across accounts. Let's break down how this works and why it's a critical component for any Snowflake architecture. We'll discuss the infrastructure, the mechanisms involved, and the best practices. Moreover, we'll explore various scenarios and practical applications covering a broad spectrum of use cases. Firstly, at the heart of inter-account data sharing lies the concept of secure data sharing. This concept is built on Snowflake's unique architecture, which allows for the separation of computing and storage resources. As a result, the data provider can share live data without having to move or copy data physically. This not only saves time and resources, but also maintains data integrity and security. Conversely, the data consumer can query shared data sets as if they were in their own Snowflake account without the need for any ETL processes. Additionally, when setting up inter-account data sharing, there are several considerations to ponder. One crucial factor is determining the roles and permissions for both the data provider and consumer. This governance model ensures that only authorized users can access shared data, maintaining privacy and compliance. Another aspect to consider is the use of secure views or secure UDFs. User-defined functions to further control access and protect sensitive information. Furthermore, for those looking to extend their data sharing capabilities beyond their organizational boundaries, Snowflake offers features like cross-region and cross-cloud data sharing. This flexibility enables users to share data across different geographical locations and cloud platforms, thus increasing collaboration and reducing latency for global teams. Moreover, to make the most of inter-account data sharing, it's crucial to follow best practices. These include regularly reviewing shared data sets for relevance, ensuring shared objects are optimized for performance, and establishing clear guidelines for data consumption within your organization. Lastly, we'll delve into some advanced topics such as the implications of data sharing on data governance, cost management strategies for data providers, and the potential of combining data sharing with other Snowflake features like Data Marketplace for enhanced data collaboration and monetization opportunities. And there you have it, an in-depth look at inter-account data sharing in Snowflake. With the knowledge shared today, you're well on your way to success in your Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam. Remember, understanding the intricacies of data sharing and how to implement it effectively can significantly enhance your data architecture's robustness and flexibility. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another fascinating aspect of Snowflake's ecosystem. Until then, this is Yakub Abdul Hakim signing off from the BrightFlux studio. Good luck on your Snowflake journey.